But the young fisherman answered, I will not let thee go, save thou makest me a promise that whenever I call thee, thou wilt come and sing to me. For the fish delight to listen to the song of the sea folk, and so shall my nets be full. Wilt thou in very truth let me go if I promise thee this? Cried the mermaid. In very truth I will let thee go, said the young fisherman. So she made him the promise he desired, and swore it by the oath of the sea folk. And he loosened his arms from about her, and she sank down into the water, trembling with a strange fear. Every evening the young fisherman went out upon the sea and called to the mermaid, and she rose out of the water and sang to him. Round and round her swam the dolphins, and the wild gulls wheeled above her head. And she sang a marvellous song, for she sang of the sea folk who drive their flocks from cave to cave and carry the little calves on their shoulders, of the tritons who have long green beards and heavy breasts and blow through twisted conches when the king passes by, of the palace of the king, which is all of amber with a roof of clear emerald and a pavement of bright pearl, and of the gardens of the sea where the great filigree fans of coral wave all day long. And the fish dart about like silver birds, and the anemones cling to the rocks, and the pinks bourgeon.